So happy to talk with you more about what we're learning and what we're experiencing, what other countries are doing through the GMI. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. I'd also like to add that on an international level, there is a sort of uneven approach to it. We can see the policies in Australia are different, say, than policies in the United States. Or in the case of Canada, now in the western part of Canada, there are actually carbon taxes that are being assessed and actually limits associated with, say, new coal mines, and they've cut it down to only 50,000 tons of methane allowable, period. So the coal mines have an opportunity in the beginning to open, but then they have to also have a plan in place for methane emissions mitigation. This to me would seem like to be useful in a couple of ways. It may absolutely be an operational barrier for some mines, and so maybe some mines will find that it's not really financially successful if they go forward. The economics won't work. But in fact, there needs to be more attention paid to that. And quite frankly, we've had a lot of carrots for a lot of years. There's been a lot of good salads, but what I haven't seen is anybody actually really make, you know, the dramatic changes that need to be taken place. And I think Gosha made a really good point that and so has Denise, by partnering with various parts of the sector, trying to get some of the biggest emitters to do things and to partner and show them, like you said, you know, there is a substantial business case to be made for reducing emissions, say in the oil and gas industry. The coal industry still hasn't done that yet, and so that's a problem. Metallurgical coal, yes, but on thermal coal, we're not seeing any of it. And yes, Richard.